Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Overcrowding and aging infrastructure in Massachusetts prisons have been a persistent problem. But how jailers and corrections officers treat and manage inmates can make a surprising difference. Simple gestures can sometimes have surprisingly positive consequences. In another, in our occasional series on jails, WBUR's David Boeri visited the Cambridge Jail in the heat of August.
At the top of a high rise that's vacant all the way to the 17th floor is the three-floor lockup known as the Cambridge Jail. In East Cambridge, it's a landmark, a solitary skyscraper with a stripe of red panels below the 17th floor. Kids growing up in the neighborhood always referred to the jail as above the red. Red could signify a temperature alert as well. First, there's the human heat, as Superintendent Scott Brasis explains.
The place was built for 160, David, and we have a court order of 200. And as I said today, we're at 375. As of last Monday, we were at 411.
In a building considered beyond repair, the elevators often don't work, the electrical and plumbing systems are bad, but here's the worst of it.
There is no air conditioning from the 17th level on the way up, and you will notice that as we start to walk through the facility.
I did. No air conditioning. And to put this into even more claustrophobic context, remember, this is a jail where people await trial, not a house of correction where people go after being convicted and sentenced.
A jail inmate is somebody that does not know what tomorrow is going to bring.
Or who's going to be coming through the door at any time.
We actually have 32 accused first-degree murderers in this facility today.
Side by side with people charged with simple drug possession, stealing, and being disorderly. And when the anxiety starts bubbling, bring on the dog days of August. Turn it up. Peter Katugian is the sheriff of Middlesex County and the boss of Scott Brasis.
This place is really a powder keg. With every type of problem you can imagine in any type of facility, we have here times 10.
The only sensible long-term solution would be to relocate. But that's not happening any year soon. In the short run, the superintendent has come up with a way to manage the seemingly unmanageable. It's the gesture of popsicles. Yes, popsicles.
I'm worried that people are going to think I'm either naive or being ridiculous talking about the importance of popsicles.
Well, people think that I was an ultimate liberal, but we came up with this idea a number of years ago. We had a staff meeting, and it was unbearably hot up here. And besides fans, we were thinking, what could we ever do to make sure that the population know that we know how hot it is up there and what could help? These popsicles are 3 cents a piece. We hand them out after lunch and after dinner, and on the really hot days a couple weeks ago and we get into 100, we handed them out again at night at 10 o'clock.
That gesture hasn't gone unnoticed by inmates like Robert.
It's like over 90 in the day, over 90 at night. Animals at least get to cool off at nighttime.
You appreciate the popsicle?
Of course I do. I have mine right here. It's not like this is Camp Witty Mockia, though. I mean, we're still behind bars.
It makes it easier.
It's a nice gesture.
How you doing, gentlemen?
You're the popsicle man.
Freeze pops.
Robert Assarian, who's a year away from trial, is handing out freeze pops in 6 different flavors.
People tell me, don't be silly. Popsicles don't make a difference.
Oh, sure they do. It's a nice gesture. It says that we care that you're hot. Cool you down for a few minutes.
Thank you.
You know, they don't have to do this. They treat you good here. Treat you like human beings.
And that's a better way to run a jail, says Scott Brasis, who graduated up the ranks from being a tough street officer catching bad guys. Everywhere you go in this jail, Brasis has made sure there are giant floor fans and wall fans. To people who think this is coddling inmates, Brasis points out that keeping inmates cool is in the best interest of his officers.
Our job is care, custody, and control. We're not here to judge anybody. We're here to make sure that they're safe. And as long as they're safe, the officers are safe. And that means that the whole jail is safe.
And his boss, Sheriff Katugian, says the superintendent has proved something.
They've taken what could be a powder keg in many other jurisdictions and made it into a manageable facility by the work that they do, by the way that they treat the inmates, by the way that they manage the inmates.
The simple parable of the popsicle may be keeping the heat down above the red. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Bowery.